I think responding to the challenges is an accurate way to say how he's been all along. And, you know, he's taken every day as an opportunity to show what he can do and to improve his trade. And that's what he's done, and I've been pleased with that part of it very much so. And you know, he's shown up and he's produced in the games, in the preseason so far.
And I love that. He has produced. He has shown it. He has earned it. And it is now official. Obviously, the biggest story of the day here at Cleveland Browns headquarters is the official announcement. Not that we were surprised by it or anything like that, but the official announcement that Brandon Weeden will be the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. I want to remind you that you can stay connected to the Browns when you can't listen to CBD. You can get it on demand, and you can get a whole lot of other great Cleveland Browns content, getting the latest news, photos, videos, and more. Visit clevelandbrowns.com, download our mobile app, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter and Instagram. That's how you can stay connected to the Cleveland Browns 24/7 wherever you are. And you guys are staying connected to us today on the phone lines, 216-578-0850. Again, that's 216-578-0850, or you can get us on Twitter at Browns_daily. We're going to go back to the phone lines right now because we're getting calls from all over the country, Notorious VIC. We're going to Denver. Ben is on the line. What's up, Ben?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Hey, Cleveland Browns ready to get it going for the season, man.
It certainly looks that way. Yes, indeed.
Without a doubt.
Hey, I just wanted to call in. It's a first time calling in. I'm originally from Cleveland. I've been out here since 2006.
All
but
right.
I follow you guys online all the time. And so it was really interesting. I don't know if it's the news that, or there, but out here with all the stuff that's been happening with Denver, I had a guy, one of my coworkers, said, hey, Ben, I understand you're from Cleveland. He says, your Browns are looking pretty good. I said, hey, man, they're going to quietly surprise a lot of folks this year. And just watching the first two preseason games, I don't think they'll disappoint.
Well, I think, and we thank you so much for the call and for the following on clevelandbrowns.com. I think that surprise is a possibility. I don't want to get carried away because when you start getting into, they're going to surprise some people this year. It all depends on your level of surprise.
What, the expectations.
Expectations.
Sure.
And this is where I really want to be cautious because I see so many good things. But where I'll pump the brakes is any discussion, and you touched it earlier, discussion about a playoff run or contention. They're not there yet. They've got pieces to put in place to get there, in my opinion. Now, if they go there, they go there. I'll be as happy as anyone.
Yes, we will
and
be.
I may even do a cartwheel that you can videotape and put online as I crash through the glass in our studio. But that aside, I think the reality is they should show us that they've taken forward steps. And that, again, next year will be the year that tells us in 2014 that it is for real. It is on, and that they can be a playoff team, if not next year, certainly by 2015.
Yeah, and to me, my hope for this team is that they play some meaningful games in December, that some games in December matter, that the possibility is out there that if they go through December and go 3-1, that this is a team that maybe could sneak in. That's what you hope for, progress on that level.
You hope that we care after
right.
Thanksgiving.
That's absolutely.
What you're saying.
Absolutely. Yes. That is, well, I'm going to care,
well,
but I hope
care
that,
more.
I hope,
care
right,
a lot
care
more.
A lot more. Yeah. So let me ask you this, though, Vic, because we talk about the expectations. In your, I don't want to say wildest dreams, because, again, it's the preseason. You don't want to overstate it. Where is this team after two preseason games relative to what your expectations for this team would have been at this juncture?
Well, number one, they've exceeded offensively. They've exceeded what I thought I would see this early because I was judging it in terms of what the offense of Rob Chudzinski and North Turner should look like when we studied it on paper, when we study their collective background. And some of the plays that many of the plays that we've seen in the last 2 weeks, but particularly in this Detroit game, were reflective of what I thought we would see maybe toward the third or fourth game of the regular season, that it would come together then. I wasn't ruling out the possibility of occasional big plays now, but I just thought there would be more work needed. And I saw Brandon Weeden look consistent and effective and make some nice throws through training camp, but we didn't walk off the field every day saying, man, they're just tearing it up today. This offense looks unstoppable today. I didn't see that. And then to see it in games, and I didn't see something bad. I just saw something good, but okay, and not great. And
right.
I've seen what looks more like great in terms of execution, consistency, effectiveness, efficiency, and there's a comfort level. I think a light has gone on, a light bulb has gone on in Brandon Whedon's head as far as what this offense, how this offense agrees with him.
Yeah, I think there's no question about it. And you know, it's interesting how in some way the discussion has already changed from, you know, Brandon Whedon, and I still believe he is playing for his football life, but I mean, you get to the point where perhaps it's not a foregone conclusion that Brandon Whedon will have serious competition at quarterback in 2014. He has the opportunity to go through this season and perhaps make that a discussion point.
I think we should be clear on one thing. I think there's a perception that Joe Banner, Mike Lombardi, collectively as the people running this football operation, running this team, have had like a negative feeling toward Whedon and are rooting against Whedon and don't want Whedon to be the starter.
Not true.
That's not even remotely close to true.
Erroneous.
What they've done and how they've approached this is they've said, okay, show us that you can be the guy. We are not ruling anything out. It would be preferable to have you be the guy
right,
so that we're not hitting a reset button after the season, because these thoughts of progression where 2014, my 2014-2015 grand scheme plan here that I know is what they're thinking, that kind of can go awry if you're putting it all in the hands of someone new, especially if that someone new is a rookie, conceivably, in 2014. So he is the X factor unknown to them. And I think the closer he comes to doing on a consistent basis in the regular season what we've seen him do this summer in these last two preseason games is the ideal scenario, and that they'll embrace this. And, yes, they would go forward with saying, Whedon's our guy, don't have to compete. You know, next, I don't have to compete. I mean, you always compete, but you don't have to worry about that being up in the air after this season. But I'll stress this. We're a long way off from that conclusion.
Yes, that's right.
That's still I need to see much more, and they still need to see much more. And yeah, he's officially the guy, and yeah, everybody's behind him. But guess what? The challenge for Brandon Whedon just started today.
To keep that feeling week after week after week. That is the challenge. Consistency.
Big tune-up game Saturday night.
Absolutely. Keep it going.
That's playing into the third quarter. It's got to look good.
Right. Against the Indianapolis Colts, I think it does have to look good. And it's a good you know, the Browns, when you look at the season, the schedule, week three, they go on the road in a dome. So this is a good chance to go on the road in a dome, get some good game action going there. And when the offense has been awesome, the defense has yet to give up a point in the first quarter, and that's maybe one of the reasons Brandon Whedon did look so inconsistent in camp. This defense, don't want to discount what the defense has done. The first team defense has played very, very well also, and that is something to be comfortable and confident about. When we return here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, we'll be joined by Gerard Cherry right after this on ESPN Cleveland 850 WKNR.